Are there 60 million hidden Jews ready to return to Israel? What will this mean to the world? Next on this edition of It's Supernatural. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Del Sanchez. Del, yes. Absolutely outrageous, but Netanyahu from Israel, mm-hmm. his father estimates there are 60 million Sephardic, that's Spanish Jews, throughout the world. Now, there aren't that many Jews in the world, period. Are there literally millions of Jews throughout the world that don't even know they're Jews?
Yes, there are, Sid. Definitely. Actually, Netanyahu says it's more like 66 to 67 million Jews in diaspora.
60 million's enough.
Yeah. Yes, yes. What's happened is that since the Spanish Inquisition and the expulsion of Jews out of Spain during the reign of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand, since that time of the infamous 1492, it's been all these centuries since Sephardic Jews have been coming across the Atlantic, notwithstanding to the Middle East, into North Africa, Europe, and other parts, but across the Atlantic, along with people like Christopher Columbus and many explorers that are Spaniards that came in with one agenda, but actually a hidden agenda, bussing in Sephardic Jews into the Americas. So, through five centuries, actually, or more, they've been hiding their identity, they've gone underground, they hid the secret so well for so long, they forgot what the secret was.
Speaking of secrets, you told me, to Krakow,
yes,
Poland.
Correct.
That's where the concentration camp was.
Yes.
You didn't even know that.
Right.
And you had something very unusual happen to you.
Yes. I did not know yet the secret of our heritage and our identity till spring of 96. Prior to this, I was in Krakow, in the Krakow Square, and something just enveloped me, Sid, incredibly. And I couldn't stop crying. I thought I was having a mental breakdown or an emotional breakdown.
This happened just one day, or?
This happened just that one day as I was there in Krakow in the square. So I begin to search up and down the corridors, in and out the alleys, in the different buildings, in the faces of old people, young people, little children, in the Catholic cathedral at the head of the square. I says, God, if this is you, I'd like to know what in the world you're trying to tell me, because I can't contain myself. And I knew nothing about what we're saying, what we're talking about.
You knew nothing that, you didn't even realize that the concentration camp was there, or did you?
I didn't realize that such horrific atrocities had taken place there against the Jews there in that square, specifically, generally Poland, and specifically in that square.
But after that, you found out about the family secret.
Yes. Well, actually, before that, I went back to Krakow the following year, and the same thing revisits me. And I could not contain myself again. I says, I'd like to get a hint. What in the world is going on? I didn't get the hint until I was watching Schindler's List, and I saw the same square, the same locations, the same alley, the same Catholic church, the same all of that. I saw it there, and I just bawled throughout the entire film. I mean, I bawled because suddenly I knew why I was apprehended in Krakow. Not long afterward, my father tells me, well, we've got a secret, which was kept from him as a baby of the family. I says, Dad, I thought he's a clown. I thought he was kidding me. He says, yes, Del, didn't you know that your grandfather, I says, oh, here it comes, was a Jew. I says, excuse me. I mean, he was a Mexican. He says, no. I mean, true, he was in Mexico, but he was actually given up for adoption by a high-ranking military officer in the Mexican military who happened to be a Jew. I says, Dad, are you serious? He says, yes. That catapulted me into, it launched me with such fever and passion into an investigation. I wanted to know the truth. If there was any vestige of truth in this, I needed the truth. And for this to happen, I needed God's supernatural power to unlock doors of knowledge that were had been sealed for five centuries, and I was going to have to get the direction so that I could find the knowledge and be able to put together a body of knowledge that is consistent with what my father was saying about his father and his descendants. So I have been ever since. Funny, I would go to libraries, library after library, special sections,
all across. Were you prepared for what you found?
No, I wasn't prepared.
I mean, about ready to tell us is so, I mean, I've never heard this anywhere from anyone.
Sid, I was not prepared for many reasons. I never fathomed that Spain was founded by Jews, which becomes the Jews of Sepharad, Sepharad being Spain, since as early as King David and King Solomon. I never thought or dreamt or knew that Babylonian exiles, Jews that were in the Babylonian captivity, had escaped and come to this place called Sepharad, Spain, having founded Spain as early as 965 before Common Era. I says, whoa, but not only that, but as I traveled across the ages and came and followed our people into the development and founding of Spain and leading Spain into the golden era and such affluence, only to get kicked out.
A lot of people don't realize that the Jews are divided into many categories. One is Sephardic, those from a Spanish background, and the other is Ashkenazic, those that are from a European type of background, such as myself. And see, in fact, we both represent the two different types of Jews.
Exactly.
However, what Dell found out, it is so unbelievable to me. Most people have heard about the Spanish Inquisition and the atrocities to Jewish people, but how many have heard about the Mexican Inquisition and the atrocities to Jewish people? And how many people have heard about the Inquisition that we even went into the southwest of the area called the United States to find and kill and destroy Jewish people? Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Dell Sanchez. He found out something shocking that happened in what is known as Southwest United States and in Mexico. Before we even get there, I want to find out a little bit about something every American knows. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492.
Yes.
What have you found out about Mr. Columbus?
Well, I found out that a lot of historians are not reporting, either they don't know or don't want us to know, the other side of the story, that Christopher Columbus was a Sephardic Jew, and that he was actually, my perspective after having read the history in Necestus, is that he was busing Sephardic Jews out of harm's way in Spain.
Now, why was he taking Jews out of Spain? For what reason?
Because you see, what happened is that for the previous 100 years or longer, since 1391, there was already diasporas of Sephardic Jews fleeing across, fleeing Spain because of the Spanish Inquisition. So the expulsion comes in on the day before Christopher Columbus sails, the expulsion of the Jews. On the next day, here goes Christopher Columbus, okay? Four voyages are documented. Someone has said there's more like umpteen voyages that he took. I don't know, but I know there's four documented. And what are the types and the names of the people that are on those ships? Well, there are Sephardic surnames. He brought his two brothers, and they were administering what they were establishing in the new world of the Americas.
So it was almost like an undercover operation to get Jewish people
yes.
out of Spain. Now, most of our viewers really aren't even that familiar with the Spanish Inquisition. Could you
wow.
tell us a bit about
oh,
that?
Oh, yes. The Spanish Inquisition was basically to identify anyone that was not of a Catholic Christian version. Of course, back then there was not yet the Protestant version mm-hmm. until later down the line, but it was basically the Catholic Church installed this Inquisition to assess who were a bunch of heretics up there in terms of whether they were not Catholic, then whether they were Jewish, they were Arabic, or they were witches or heretics. So they would actually, what occurred, it was more than a religious or a faith situation. It was a money situation.
Why is that?
Because they were constantly at war and they needed money. And the Jews were very wealthy. They were very affluent. They were aristocrats. They were nobles. They had great gains and great properties and great savvy. I mean, they were the ones that ultimately brought in and ushered the golden era into Spain.
Now, if a Jew converted to Catholicism, mm-hmm. would they be able to keep their money? Would they be totally safe?
Yes and no, because even so many Jews converted and they were still being persecuted.
Why?
Because, it was because they were different, okay? Different in terms of their family lifestyle, their religious practices. They were still practicing Judaism at night and Catholicism during the day, okay? Also, because they had this desire to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in their way without a bunch of statues and idols.
Tell me about the torture.
Yes.
Methods in the Inquisition.
The torture, there were torture chambers, and one of them in particular was called La Casa Santa, the Holy House. In the Holy House was where they would force confessions, trying to discover who are your family members, who are your friends, who are other fellow Sephardic Jews, and to confess, to convert, which would be called then come into conversion of their faith, abandoning their faith, receiving this other faith, and calling that auto de fe, an action of faith. And auto de fe, that meant that you had to wear a San Benito, a vesture with all kinds of ugly demons and flames, a cone-headed, you know, a cap-type thing, or what do you call the dunce cap, and they had to identify themselves as Jewish until which time of their trial. Many of them suffered in jails, Inquisition jails and prisons, were tortured through many different mechanisms of torture from very creative from the mid-ages.
Give me one example.
Oh, my goodness. One of them, okay? One grotesque. A lot of people don't know about this one, but they know about the other traditional ones. There was a ladder. You were strapped to a ladder with your head down, all right? You're mm-hmm. strapped. You're strapped. And they would put a linen cloth into your mouth and slowly pour water into your mouth. And the linen cloth is going deeper into your throat. And then suddenly they would yank the cloth out. So you're choking. It's cut you up. It's forcing confessions. That's one of them. Another one was where they would tie your hands in the back, all right? And then put a pulley with a rope and then begin to pull your arms backward, all kinds of incredible mechanisms to dismember, to force confessions of this people. Even so, after the tortures, diverse torture methods, many, many, I could go on and on with methods of torture.
No, that's enough.
Yeah, I know, they're horrific, terrible. Going through the high tribunal, very ceremonial, very ritualistic, everything documented, then led in a procession out. In this particular case, I'm thinking and I'm seeing La Casa Mayoral de Madrid, the major square in Madrid, Spain, led in a procession. Now the clergy are now no longer by you who have been the ones that have tried you. Now they've placed some others saying, please repent. For God's sake, please repent. It was just all part of the show, You were led out through the arch square, from the square through the arches. Many of them never made it to where they were intended to go. They were forced to kneel at a concrete pillared cross, and they're decapitated. Or if you didn't suffer there, horrible. You would be taken to las hogueras, the burning at the stake. And that was the epitome of conversion, called limpieza de sangre.
The exact opposite of what Jesus spoke of. He said, you'll know my disciples by their love. So it doesn't matter how big a cross you have. It doesn't matter how religious you look on the outside. Jesus said, you'll know my followers by their love. Be back in just a moment. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Del Sanchez. What I want to find out, Del, is, again, we know about the Spanish Inquisition and the horrors of that. What happened in Mexico? How come there was an Inquisition in Mexico?
Yes, yes. The same thing that was happening in Spain, I must refer to this, limpieza de sangre was the ultimate goal. Limpieza de sangre, cleansing of the blood, which the only way to cleanse you and to get you ultimately converted was through burning you at the stake. To cleanse you, to cleanse their church, to cleanse their society, etc.
I wonder if that's where Hitler got it from.
I wonder. That's another study, another book. So not long after Christopher Columbus discovered America, the New World, well, the Spanish Inquisition sent the Franciscan order to establish the Spanish Inquisition in Mexico, called La Santa Inquisición Mexicana.
Why did they come to Mexico?
They came to Mexico because it is documented, they said, a lot of these Sephardic Jews are multiplying and prospering and getting all over this new world. We've got to put a stop to it. They send the Franciscan order. 3 years later, that's 1524, by around 1527, they send the Dominican order to fuel las hogueras, to fuel the burnings at the stake, to identify all these Jews that are getting across the Atlantic somehow through all of these alleged conquistadores and explorers.
Yes, but if they changed their names, they hid their identity, how would they find them?
Well, the point is that many of them never changed their name.
They thought they were safe.
This is a new world, yes, yeah. Yes. In fact, they were called la gente prohibida, the prohibited people. Prohibited from what? Prohibited from leaving, all right, that Europe or Spain and coming across the Atlantic. You can go flee anywhere else, but you can't come across the Atlantic. So you're prohibited. La gente prohibida. So they had to prohibit. They had to stop this proliferation of Sephardic Jews in the New World, or they're going to take control.
Well, how bad was the Inquisition there in Mexico as compared to Spain?
It is actually, the more I study, it is worse than we think. Actually, a lot of people don't even know about the Mexican Inquisition. They know a little bit about the Spanish Inquisition, not the Mexican. The University of California at Berkeley has probably one of the foremost schools that is now digging up some of these ancient documents that point back to the Mexican Inquisition with actual atrocities and names and situations. They're finding these documents in the most conspicuous places. For instance, in one case, in demolishing this building, these materials and archives were hidden between walls of this ancient house.
So, for instance, you have a list of 6,000 names that someone could look at and say, oh, my forefathers were tortured in the Inquisition or left. Where did you get these names from? From places like you just described?
Yes, exactly. From places like that, there's a tremendous forerunner type of study research group out of New Mexico. By the way, New Mexico is, and Southern Colorado and Texas are key in God's economy for, I don't mean to jump the gun, but for an end time awakening of Sephardim in terms of what is happening.
But here's what I don't understand. I understand Mexico. Then how did they get to identify and torture Jews in what is known as Southwest the United States?
Yes.
How did that jump from Mexico?
What happened is that you see now, because the Sephardic Jews were spreading all across the Americas, going south from the Capital de Mexico, which is the capital, and north from there, which means that if you cross the Rio Grande, you're into Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, and California. So what happened, what do? Ingeniously, they develop lines of missions. Oh, my goodness. missions.
I thought the missions were established to found the religion and convert people.
That's exactly what I've always thought, to convert people and to, quote, civilize the Indians and so forth and so on. Actually, they became eyes of spies to see who's out there in this neck of the woods doing what that is not Catholic Christian. It is different. From there you come, we have the concept of the crypto-Jew, the Jew in hiding. And there are yet even so many crypto-Jews known as Marrano. That's actually a Spanish word, Marrano, which is pig, swine.
That's an awful name to call anyone.
They were forced to convert, then they were called pig, and they were forced to eat pork. Okay. So there were these, you'll find these missions all across the Southwest. And we find, and I have found documentation with quejas. Quejas is Spanish for complaints that were being made, all right, to the powers that be. Look at what is happening in my community. Look at what's happening in my city. They're trying to confiscate my land. They're raping my daughter. They're taking our goods. They're constantly
persecuting us.
Raping
a daughter
yes.
in the name of religion,
exactly.
murdering in the name of...
Exactly.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
Well, do you really believe there are millions of these hidden Sephardic Jews that will be shortly immigrating to Israel?
I believe that God Almighty is stirring supernaturally something that is pointing to that. I believe that the prophets of the ancient prophet Obadiah, when he says, the exiles of Jerusalem, which is Judah, that are in Sepharad, Sepharad is Spain, from Sepharad and the descendants of Sepharad, which is the descendants of Spain and Spanish Jews, shall return and occupy the cities, villages, and towns of the Negev. And when this occurs, the very next little verse there, verse 21, says, then rescue will come to Zion.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me just a few names that someone might not realize that are Sephardic. Just rattle off a few.
Well, there's a lot. Sanchez, Martinez, Ortiz, Gonzalez, Duarte,
Gonzalez
Maldonado.
Is Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what's so amazing to me? If you've really been listening, you have found out Jews were responsible for founding Spain. Jews, Christopher Columbus, and the people on the ship were responsible for founding the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. Did you know, you may say, what's the big deal about Jewish people? Well, God so loved the world that he sent his son in the form of a Jewish carpenter who lived a perfect life, died, rose from the dead. And if you will believe that he died for your sins and repent of your sins, then the blood of the greatest Jew who ever lived will flow through your veins. The whole purpose that God has had you watch this show is because he loves you. He has a purpose for your life. He wants you to hear his voice. Haven't you felt that there's got to be something more? If you will take a step towards God, that's all he's asking for. He's going to run to you. He's going to put his arms around you. He's going to comfort you. Just say, Jesus, I make you my Lord. I want to know you. I want to experience you. Spirit of the living God, make Jesus real to your people. Let them know how much you love him, how much you love them. Now, Almighty God, in Yeshua's name, amen. What's the next thing that's going to happen to that tiny little nation of Israel? Because I tell you that it's going to have an impact of revival like the world has never seen before. I tell you that I know when that next event will occur. I know what that next event will be. And I know what the catalyst will be to cause it to happen.